Mulvaney, Adam Schiff simply can't get over the fact that Donald Trump is president. By Pam Kee on March 31, 2019. Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, couldn't get over the fact President Donald Trump was president. Partial transcript as follows. Mulvaney, I know Adam, I used to serve with him in Congress. Everything he listed right there was available to Mr. Mueller. Probably in greater detail than Adam goes into right there. Yet, Mr. Mueller found no collusion and no obstruction. Tapper, right, not a crime. What about the ethics or morality of those things? Mulvaney, the issue is not whether it's ethical. Mr. Schiff runs the House Intelligence Committee. People don't realize this. He gets to see stuff that a lot of members of Congress don't get to see. I didn't get to see what he was seeing when I was in the House. That role takes with it a huge responsibility. One of those responsibilities is to not be partisan. It's why you saw so many Republicans this week called for Adam to resign his position. That position is so critical that, if someone comes forward and they're the House Intelligence Committee chairman and look at the other members and say, "Look, I've seen a bunch of stuff. Trust me, it says X, Y, Z," they have to be able to trust that person implicitly. Adam has lost that ability to do it. That's why you heard so many Republicans call for his resignation this week. There are some Democrats who simply can't get over the fact that President Trump is president. I get that. Adam is apparently one of them. But we really do think enough is enough and it's time to move on to other things. Tapper, all I'm saying here is you're setting the bar on criminal charges or evidence of a conspiracy. I agree with what you're saying, that there is none there. He's talking about ethics and morality. You're saying that's not his job. Okay, fair enough. Forgetting Adam Schiff, what about the larger point about ethics and morality? HTRCP video. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKanan.